one entitled a 1952 Vincent Black Lightning. Fine motorbike, a girl could feel special on any such light. St. James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled on behind and down to Knoxville they did ride. St. James, you red Molly, here's a ring for your right hand. But I'll tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. I fought with the law since I was 17, I robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. Now I'm 21 years, I might make 22, and I don't mind dying, but for the love of you. And if fate should break my stride, then I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Taking young James 80 for armed robbery. Shotgun blast hit his chest, left nothing inside. Come down Red Molly to a dying bedside. When she came to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of road, running out of breath. But he smiled, see her cry. He said, I'll give you my Vincent to ride. St. James, in my opinion, there's nothing in this world beats a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. Now Nortons and Indians and Greases won't do. They don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. And he reached for her hand and he slipped her the keys. Said, I don't have any further use for these. I see angels on aerials in leather and chrome, swooping down from heaven to carry me home. And he gave her one last kiss and gave her his Vincent to ride. All right, now we'd like to do another request here. I'm sure we didn't get them all. Need more time.
Oh, I never did do it just tonight, did I? Well, I'll tell you what, it's not hardly dark enough to do that song. I usually wait till after dark, you know, it's just the night. Forty eggs and a fool, did I hear that? Didn't I? Well, that would be all right, wouldn't it?
You'd rather do that? Huh?
Big rock and roll? Woo! Rock and roll, man. Oh, by the way, you know that rock and roll song he did a while ago, Alan? Now that there is the beginning of rock and roll. Bill Monroe was playing on the Grand Ole Opry, doing that song, and it's called the Rocky Road Blues. So you see, those young guys like Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, what's that boy burning in St. Louis? What was his name? Chuck Berry. Not Sam Bush, are you kidding? Sam was just a baby. Me and him both were babies then. No, you could be right, I don't know. But anyway, they started playing them electric guitars and making it sound like Bill Monroe's Mandolin, you see. They heard him on the Grand Ole Opry. You know, I'll tell you what, I used to open shows for Jerry Lee Lewis, and so I learned a lot of things, you know. And so we did a tribute to Jerry Lee, too, up in Cleveland about 10 years ago or something like that. And anyway, after the show, he flew back to Memphis, you know. He didn't stick around. But his guitar player, Kenny Lovelace, which is it?
Lovelace,
that's right. Kenny Lovelace was his guitar player, you know, and his fiddle player all through the years, and he married Jerry Lee's sister. But anyway, so at the party, there was a party later, and now I'm killing time here, and I shouldn't be doing this because we got a lot of good entertainment coming on here, but I'd like to finish this story, okay? So anyway, afterwards there was a party, you know, like always, and Cowboy Jack Clement was the guy that discovered Jerry Lee Lewis out in Memphis. And so anyway, Cowboy was there, and also Kenny Lovelace, and Kenny walks up to me, you know, he knows if we do bluegrass, because we did a couple of numbers on their show. And he said, you know, me and Jerry Lee used to sing all them songs. I said, oh yeah, which ones were that? And he just started singing. Tonight I'm alone without you, my dear. Do you remember that song? You older guys will remember, the young ones won't. That was Lester Flatt and Bill Monroe, see? And see, they heard all that back in them days. And they kind of started their own bands, and they called it rock and roll from the Rock and Roll Blues. Now you don't believe everything I told you, did you? This guy does. What are we going to do? Oh, we're supposed to do this song. Come on up here, Alan.
How about a gospel song? How about a gospel song? This is written by the great Albert Brumley.